Jesus is
Christ.
Jesus is
Christ.
Hallelujah. So to answer the question, Jesus is the Christ, we have gone all the way from the original man to God giving him his word, and the word that God gave him, the word was God himself, and God gave him this word that was very easy, and his own was just to obey. God said, I am God, and you are my creation. You are man. So it was a responsibility that God gave him to be able to keep. But we see that he did not keep God's covenant. He believed in reality than the truth. So he considered, let me look and see whether the woman would die. But since she did not die, let me just take it. So then, carried away by that deception, they was driven from the presence of God. And then all the problems begin. Then the Messiah have to come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So yesterday we learned about prophecies concerning the Messiah. And it's the true king, the true priest, the true prophet. We have seen the cross, the resurrections. Jesus is the Christ, is our discussion. So the Christ means the what? The anointed one. So it says here that the king of the earth raised up and rulers bound together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Meaning that the anointed one will be opposed by the kings of the earth. And you realize that right after he was born and those wise men came to visit, scripture says Herod intended to kill the child. So he said to the man, when you are coming back, please come and tell me where you. But that very night, the angel of the Lord said to Joseph, take the child to Egypt. So he was opposed from the very beginning. You see in Psalm 45 verse 7, says, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companion by anointing you with the oil of joy.
Amen.
Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from the darkness of the prison. Daniel 9:24, 77, I decree for your people and your holy city to finish transgressions, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to see of visions and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. So all these are prophecies about the Messiah. So you see that Jesus, who is the Christ, fulfilled these prophecies. When he talks about he solved all the essential problems of man, talks about that man's problem was not physical, because man is a spiritual being. So whatever man did affected him spiritually. All right, so now that he will just come to bring an everlasting peace and other things, but to solve main three essential problems. So in 1 Samuel 2:10, those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the end of the earth, and he will give strength to his king and exalt the horns of his anointed. Yeah, the horns talk about his authority. That this anointed one will exalt his authority over Satan. Alright? So you see that in Daniel 9:25, it said, know and understand this, from the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler, comes, there will be 77 and 62, 7. It will be rebuilt with streets and trench, but in time of trouble. So which means that the time of his coming is specified. It's coming in a specific time set. It's given. The years and all those descriptions are given concerning him. So you go down to realize that Jesus, the scripture says in Leviticus 17:11, for the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement of yourself on the altar. It's the blood that makes atonement for one's life. So which means that this anointed one must die. His blood must be the ransom for all. And you heard from previous speaker that being giving a ransom was a high price. It was not just a small thing, but Jesus became our ransom. In Daniel 9:26, is a confirmation that by his death, that after 62:7, the anointed one will be put to death and will have nothing. The people of the rulers who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end and desolations have been decreed. History will tell us that being on earth for those 33.5 years, there were total peace. That is just a symbol to tell us that the anointed one reign, and his reign will be a reign of peace. Scriptures declare to us also that this anointed one, Deuteronomy 18:15, talks about God was speaking through Moses that a prophet will be raised, and this prophet will be greater than him, but listen to him. So you realize that the confirmations here, it says the virgin will have a child, and will be conceived and give birth to a son, and you must call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, he will connect his people back to God. He will be the one to bring his people back to God. Because Israel could not do it, because God himself was fellow with Israel's sin. In Isaiah 1:11-17, God says, your sin has kept my face from you. I delight not in your burnt offerings. I delight not in your bullocks, your rams, your goats. I delight not in them. They are vain to me. See, I delight not in them. He says they are vain obligations unto me. He said, even your new moon sacrifices, I have no delight in them. So which means their iniquity was so huge. God said, I turn my face from them. That even if you pray to me, I won't answer you. How bad it was. So you see in Hosea 13:14, he says, I will deliver this people from the power of the grave, and I will redeem from them from death. Where, O death, are your plot? Where, O grave, is your destructions? I will have no compassion. So you see here that the anointed one have to come as the redeemer, because Israel could not do it. So, as the Redeemer, he solved all the problems of men. Yeah. And we all know the three fundamental problems of sin, Satan, and mankind, and separated from God, he solved them. As our King, Isaiah 9:6-7 says, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of the government and peace, there will be no end. And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing upon holding it with justice and righteousness from time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord will establish this. So if the zeal of the Lord will establish this, then he is our shepherd. Being with God, which means he's our shepherd, which means that we lack nothing. We lack nothing. So Israel yearned for the Messiah. Israel was yearning for his coming. So you see the woman at the well, she said that we know that the Messiah will come. He who is called the Christ. And he will explain everything to us. He will tell us those healing secrets. He will reveal to us the word of God concerning our life. They were yearning for the Messiah to come. And you see now the role that Jesus played in fulfillment as he being the Messiah is all listed here. Hebrews 2:14 tells us that since the children have flesh and blood, he too share in this humanity so that by the death he may break the power of him who holds the power of death. This is the devil. So Jesus, who is the Christ, performed the role of the Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen. He performed the role of the Messiah. He played that role properly. In 1 John 3:8 says that the one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of Man appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. So we see that the works of the devil is already destroyed. I say to Christians that you are always in the upward positions and the devil is in the downward position. Right. You and him are not at the same level. As long as you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you are in an upward position. So Christ destroyed the works of the devil. In Hebrews 9:12, he did not enter by means of the blood of goat and calf, but he entered by the most holy place once for all by his own blood. Amen. Thus obtaining eternal redemption. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, as our previous speakers have been saying, that he was not only the sacrifice, but he was also our high priest. Amen. He is the Lamb of God. So for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. He became our ransom. Hebrew encouraged us that therefore, brothers and sisters, say we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open to us for through the curtains, that is his body. So his body began that new and living way that was turned into, and that now you and I, we have access to the Father. Yes. From history, it says that curtain that separated the holiest from the most holy place, it took 360 priests to hang it. But when he died, it was turned from top to bottom. We have access to the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have access to the Father. That's why he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. When you know that Jesus is the way, you will not be misled. When you believe that he's the truth, you will not walk in disbelief. His alive means that life you have is a sure life. That there is a life after this life. That's why we don't walk as the unbeliever, because we know we have a living hope. We have a living hope that Jesus lived. The songwriter says, because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Amen. Amen. So Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mark 8:29. But what about you? He asks, who do you say I am? And Peter answered, you are the Messiah. You are the Messiah. We see a cross reference there in Matthew 16:13. It's a blessed hope. You realize that when they were giving perceptions about how men thought about him, his features, expressions was different. But you realize that after Peter said, thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God, you realize that the mood of his expressions became brightened.
Right.
He began to bless Peter and said, blessed are you,
Come on.
You sons of Bijonah. He said, but flesh and blood have not revealed this, but my Father who is in heaven. Peter received the revelations because the disciples were in chaos.
Right.
They have been sitting and looking at Jesus as John, as Isaiah, as Elijah, as Jeremiah, or as one of the prophets.
Yes.
So today we come to realize that that is the perceptions of how many have seen Jesus. No, some have seen him as their Elijah. And the signs and wonders are the only means and the only hope of bringing them to the kingdom. But Peter did not see him that way. Jeremiah, he said, yes, that the church has become a humanitarian ground. That where we go for food and feeding, and even if the pastor does not have anything in his pocket, we still believe that he must support us.
Amen.
And that was the perception. They saw how Jeremiah was a weeping prophet, and how he spoke about widows, and how he fell, and he saw Israel going down to captivity. And so many have that perception today.
Come on.
That the church shall become an orphanage center.
See?
But we are assured that we cannot believe him that way. No, we cannot believe him that way. We cannot believe him that way. No, we cannot believe him that way. Abasha, we cannot believe him that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cannot believe him as Jeremiah. No, one of the prophets are in a similitude of one of them. Oh yes, Jesus is not one of the prophets. He's a son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the son of the living God. In Romans 5:17 says, for if The transpires of one man death reigned through that one man. How much more with those who receive God's abundant provisions of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through this one man, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The grace of God reign in Christ the Messiah, our true King, our true priest, and our true prophet. The grace of God reign through this one man. And Martin Luther says, we are justified not by works, but by this good grace. And this grace is a blessing. This grace is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Romans 8:1-2 says, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the Lord of the Spirit who gave life has set us free from the law of sin and death. I hear the Apostle Paul saying, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. But therefore all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You have newness in him. Your sins are remembered no more. The previous writer says, we are justified. Because justifications come before glorification.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to hold on to his word. In Ephesians 2:5-6, we are made alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you are saved. In him we enjoy the presence of the Lord. In him we enjoy the glorious presence of the Lord. Men once who were separated from God, but now because you are joined with Christ, because you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you are joined hands with him. And you are joined hands with the Father. You now enjoy that grace of God. That's why Paul said we are seated with him in heavenly places. Father, Paul, principalities and power, you sit that with Christ Jesus. It was not like before when you were under the fall, but now he alone can tell the word. He has the power, the mighty power in his hands. You're not set with him to reign in glory, not waiting to die first before you reign, but in this life you reign with Christ.
Amen.
You reign with Christ.
Amen.
You obtain your royal position.
Yes.
You reign with him as sons.
Yes.
You reign with him.
Yes.
That same positions that the original man was in. Now you are believed that Jesus is the Christ. You reign in that same position as a spirit being, as a kingdom being, as children of God, as a blessed being. You reign. You reign. You reign. In that position. It's a blessed hope. And it's a living hope. Somebody read me Ephesians 1:3-12. Because of these blessings, I want you to see Paul's expressions. Ephesians 1:3-12. See how Paul responded. Can someone read for us? Yeah.
All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
All praise to God.
Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
Every spiritual blessing.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realm.
We are united with Christ.
United with Christ.
Yes. Before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes.
Yes.
God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured upon us who belong to his dear son.
Yeah.
He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins.
Hallelujah.
He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. And this is the plan: at the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth.
And on earth.
Because we are united with Christ, we we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance and he makes everything work out according to his plan. Last verse 12. God's purpose was that we Jews were the first to trust in Christ, who bring praise and glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that beautiful to give Jesus a hand of praise? So the Messiah who was prophesied is Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
Someone says, Jesus is the Christ.
Jesus is the Christ.
He has brought us back to the Father. We are part of the family of God. Is it not a blessing? It's not about continental differences. Whether they, no. We are in the family of God. What a Greek, what a Jew, what a whosoever we, as you come to Christ, you are in the family. That's why in world evangelizations in our days, we are family.
Amen.
It's bigger than a movement. It's bigger than an organization.
Yes.
We are famous.
Amen.
We are the family of God.
Amen.
And so when you don't leave from here at the end of the seminar tomorrow, now you will go with that concept.
Come on.
You are in the family of God.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.